Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Shabbos. We're going to be doing Daf Pei Beis Omud Beis and Be'ezus Hashem Daf Pei Gimel. This will put us in good position for Shavuos, which is coming up this week. A guten Chodesh to everybody. Today is Rosh Chodesh Sivan. And we begin with the brand new Perek, the ninth Perek, Omar Rabbi Akiva. And this Perek seems to go, the Mishnayos are going to be seeing out of place over here. So we'll read Rashi. Rashi tells us over here, the first Rashi at the bottom, Mishum Deboy Lemisne Bahadayu, because we're going to have later on, at the end of this, a Mishnah that's going to say, Minayin, which is the language of these first bunch of Mishnayos, that deals with Marchitz and Samila, how are you supposed to go and do a Bris Mila in a certain way? So therefore, this series of Mishnayos that seem to have nothing to do with the Gemara and Shabbos are listed here first. That's what Rashi explains. So it's because of the last one that we're going to have, so therefore we have a whole bunch of other ones in between. Tosos of the Rebbeinu Chananel over here disagree with that reasoning, at least in some part. And they say, we just left off in yesterday's shiur with an asmachta from the Pasuk in Yeshaya from Perek Lamed, and we said, v'lo yimotze b'mechitoso cheres lachtos eish miyokud, and then we're going to have another asmachta from a pasuk also from Perek Lamed in Yeshaya from today's shir, and that's why they say the two are connected. In any event, let us begin. The Mishnah says, Omar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva tells us, Minayin, now some have the girsa with only one yud rather than two yuds, in any event, Minayin lavoda zora shemitama b'masa kenida. There is a din derabbanan that the rabbis instituted for avoda zora that it's metame. Of course, Avodah Zarah is a terrible thing, and of course, Avodah Zarah has many, many laws about it, but it doesn't have intrinsic tumah in the Avodah Zarah. So the rabbis gave it a halachic tumah midrabanan. So how much did they give this? So Rabbi Kiva says, how do we know? What's the smach? What's the asmachta to a pasuk that the rabbis instituted this concept of tumah for Avodah Zarah with masa, so that you, if you carry the Avodah Zarah, you become tameh? So they bring down that this is based upon the pasuk in Yeshaya, Shinemar, Tizraim kimo dova, you shall over here throw them away like you are a nida, like it was a nida. Say tomar lo, say to this avodah zarah, get out of here. In other words, this pasuk in Yeshaya is teaching us over here that when Klai Yisrael is going to finally recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we're going to throw away avodah zarah, it's very important. We have this double lashon over here, Tizraim, throw it away, and say tomarlo, and get rid of it. So therefore, we learn from this in asmachta. Ma nida mitama b'maso, just like a nida is mitame b'maso, so if you were to carry a nida, or if a nida were to carry something, it's mitame b'maso, so to over here, the rabbis instituted midirabbanan af avodah zarah mitama b'maso, so too, avodah zarah is mitame with maso, with carry. Now, that's the Mishnah. Gemara starts off and says, Tanan Hasam, we learned in a Mishnah, in Avodah Zarah, it says, Mishaya Beiso Somuch LaAvodah Zarah. If somebody's house was near Avodah Zarah, that's the girsa that we have. The Bach in Oz Dalit says that the girsa is Mishaya Koslo Somuch LiAsherah. If somebody's wall, not their house, is near an Asherah tree, a specific type of Avodah Zarah. In any event, you have this house or this wall that's near the Avodah Zarah, and the Nofal, and the house or the wall fell down. So you want to rebuild it. Also, Livnoso, you're not allowed to rebuild it right where it was because the Avodah Zarah is getting benefit from you doing so. So what should you do in this situation? You can't go and build it right there, as Rashi says, the Komahani Avodah Zarah. So Ketzad Yaseh, what should you do? Kones L'Soshlo Dalet Amos, you move the wall into your property for Amos. Before, it was right at the edge of your property. But if you build it there, the Avodah Zarah is getting benefit because the Avodah Zarah is right there. So you move the wall within your property for Amos, that's considered a significant amount, and then you rebuild the wall, Ubona. We turn to the other days. Haya shalav v'shal Avodah Zarah. If, in fact, it was your wall and the Avodah Zarah's wall. Now, you couldn't have done that jointly together. You're not allowed to build a wall with Avodah Zarah. But what happened originally was that you and your neighbor had this wall over there together, and then he subsequently turned it into an Avodah Zarah. So therefore, in this situation, that's how you have a wall that's partially owned by you and partially owned by the guy. And in this situation, nidon mechza al mechza, if the wall falls down, so we review it, half his, half yours. So now, the property where you go and rebuild it, you can't build it right there, you have to move in, since half of it was his, That's now from the middle of the wall is where the property starts. In the first case, it was from the end of the wall because that's where your property ended. Here, your property is in the middle. Half of it was his, half of it was yours. So you have to move four amos from the middle of the wall into your territory. Nido mechza al mechza. And as well, this wall, which is jointly owned, avonov, the stones in this wall, the eights of any wood that was in this wall, the afar of any other dirt or material that's in this wall, is mitamim b'sheretz. This Mishnah states that it's mitame like a sheretz, not like a nida. We'll have to explain this. This Mishnah states that it's mitame like a sheretz. Now this is all of it, even though half is yours and half is his, but each piece is half yours, half his, so each piece therefore is considered tame over here to give this tumas sheretz. This the Rabbanan type of Tumah. How do we get this? Where do they learn this from? This is based upon the Pasuk. Shema Shaketz to Shaketzenu, the Gomer. So this is referred to that you should make it like a Sheketz, like a Sheretz. A Sheretz and Sheketz are similar. And therefore, the rabbis had an Asmachta over here that you should give this Avodah Zarah, this wall is Avodah Zarah over here, the status of a Tumas Sheretz. Okay. Now, Rabbi Akiva disagrees. This was the Tanna Kamma. Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no, we give it the status kinida. You make the avonim over here, the eitzim, the afar over here have the status of a nida. A nida is betame not only like a sheretz b'maga, but is betame b'masa. So therefore, Rabbi Akiva is more machmir than the Tanna Kamma. Where did he get it from? That this pasuk from Yishai, Shneimar, Tizraim kimo dava. So therefore, he uses the comparison to a nida. The Tanna Kamma uses the comparison to a sheketz. We'll ask in a moment what each one does with the other one's pasuk. So Rabbi Akiva's sheet is ma nida metama b'masa, just like a nida is metami b'masa. So too, avodah zarah is metama b'masa. So too, the avodah zarah is metama b'masa. So this is the Mishnah. Now we have over here a machlokes between Rabba and Rabbi Elazar as to how do we understand this properly. So, first we'll have the sheet of Rabbah. Omer Rabbah, Rabbah says, Tizraim. When the Pasuk in Yeshayah says, Tizraim, throw it away. The Omer Krah, the Pasuk says, Nakrinu minoch kizor. Get rid of the Avodah Zarah, like it's a zor, like it's something foreign to you, like it's a stranger. Get rid of it. Then it says, Tzei tomer lo. Tell the Avodah Zarah, get out of here. So therefore, he kanes al tomer lo. Don't say to the Avodah Zarah over here, come in. In other words, we have a double phraseology over here that tells us, get out of here and don't come in. So now, Amar Rabbah, Rabbah says, therefore, the Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Akiva, they're not arguing on the following. Everybody agrees that in regards to Masa over here, we do give the Avodah Zarah the status of Tumas Masa. Not only Tumas Maga, but even the Tanna Kamma says that both of them, Tanna Kamma and Rabbi Akiva, both agree that Avodah Zarah is Matame Tumas Masa. The Ha Iskish Lenida, because we just had the Pasuk over here that it's compared to Anida, the Pasuk that Rabbi Akiva brought down to Tizraim Kumodava, the Tanna Kamma agrees to that Pasuk. But obviously they're having a machlokas, keep leaking. Where they're having a machlokas be Evin Misama. Now Evin Misama is an interesting din. Rashi explains, Evin Shesamua Algaba Yesedos Vikalim Tachtel. They put this rock on top of some sort of a pole, and you have utensils underneath this rock. And this is based upon a pasuk in Daniel. The pasuk in Daniel tells us, by Daniel being thrown into the pit, Daniel and the Govar Rayos, they saw Yis Evin Chada, the Sumas Alpum Guba. That's what Rashi brings down, this pasuk from Daniel. And this is the famous lion's den that they covered up with a big rock. So underneath this over here, the din is, if you have Nida Ozov Yoshimalev, you have a Nida or Ozov that are Matami Tumas Medrash, that can be Matami things underneath them. So Afal Bishloch Bidu Alakalim, they're sitting on the rock. They're not actually pressing, the rock is too thick, it doesn't allow you to press anything underneath it. Nevertheless, anything underneath there is Tmeim, Hakelim, Dirsiv, Kolasheyu, Tachtov. Pasuk tells us anything underneath there. This is the din of Evan Misama. So now, Rabbah tells us that that's what the Chachamim and Rabbi Akiva are arguing about. Ki pligi be Evan Misama. Rabbi Akiva savar kinida. Rabbi Akiva says, they're like Anida. Just like Anida can be metame when she sits on the rock, everything underneath it, so too the Avodah Zarah, manida metame be'evim misama, so too, af Avodah Zarah metame be'evim misama. So in this situation, it's going to be metame just like Anida. That's how Rabbah understands the Shita Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbanon, what does Rabbah say about the Rabbanon? No, for the Eben Misama, Savrik Yesheretz. Only for the Eben Misama, it's Matame like a Sheretz. But, my Sheretz, Lo Matame Be'Eben Misama, just like a Sheretz is Matame Be'Eben Misama, so too, Af Avodah Zarah, Lo Matame Be'Eben Misama. But in regards to the Avodah Zarah itself, in general, it's Matame just like a Nidah. Oh, so, according to Rabbah, the opinion of the Chacham and Tanakama and Rabbi Akiva is identical in regards to the Avodah Zarah itself. It's only different in regards to the Eben Misama. There, the Chacham hold it's not Matame like a Nida, it's Matame like a Sheretz, which means it's not Matame. And Rabbi Akiva holds it's Matame like a Nida, even in regards to the Eben Misama, and therefore it is Matame. That is the Shita that Rabbah explains the Machlokus between the Chachamim and Rabbi Akiva. Where it says, Rabbi Akiva, L'may Hilchus Iskas L'Sheretz. No, what does Rabbi Akiva do to the pasuk that says, Shaketz T'Shaktzenu? So Rabbi Akiva says, that's used, L'misham Sheha. That's for the Mishamshin of the Avodah Zarah. These are the Kalim or other things that are used to beautify the Avodah Zarah or to serve the Avodah Zarah in some way. Those Mishamshim, they're not Matame B'masa. Those Mishamshim are Matame only like a Sheretz B'maga. And there, that's what he needs this pasuk for. The Chacham also agree to that. So, therefore, there's no difference over here in regards to the Mishamshah. Rabbi Akiva and the Chacham both say it's only Matami B'maga. In regards to the Avodah Zarah itself, both agree to Rabbi Akiva. Chacham agree to Rabbi Akiva that it's Matami Masa. And the Machlokes between the Chacham and Rabbi Akiva is only in regards to the Evan Misama. That is the Shita of Rabbah. One last question. Why did the rabbis say that the Chacham, what do they need there over here that it's using the pasuk of Nida? That's Lamasa, as I just said. Why did they say Bedavka Nida? They could have said to Nevela. Nevela also is Matame Maga and Masa. So why Bedavka Nida versus Nevela? One says, you're right, Taka, Ein Hachanami. If you wanted to, you could have compared it to Nevela as well. However, Elo, the reason why they compared it to Nida was Ma Nida Eino Le'Evarin. There's another din they wanted to allude to over here, and that is the din of Evarim. Evarim is the limb. If a nida, Rachmana Litzlan, let's say, were to lose a limb, so that limb, while it would be Metame Tumas Meis, right? But it wouldn't be Metame like a nida. So that's the Chiddush. According to the Chachamim, why we Bedavka compared it over here to nida and not to Tumas Meis, because we wanted it Bedavka, not to Nevela, because we wanted Bedavka to know this din of Evarim, that there is no Tuma over here in regards to the Evarim. That's why it was Bedavka Iskish Lenida and not to Nevela. What is Rabbi Akiva's opinion? So Rabbi Akiva doesn't give an opinion on this. And in fact, the Rambam says that he's not Tomei. In this situation, it's not Matame. It's a Machlokis. Whether he says it's not Matame outright, that's the opinion of the Magid Mishnah. And the opinion of the Kesef Mishnah is that it's a Sofik, and he goes Sofik Lehokel. Sofik to Rabbanon, therefore Lehokel, it's not Matame. In any event, that is the Shita of Rabbah. Gemara asks, but then we're going to have a question on Pei Gimel Amud Beis, which we'll get to be answered Hashem today. Rav Chama Bar Guri. Rav Chama Bar Guri is going to ask a question. Avodah Zarah yesh no le'evarin or ein le'evarin. He's going to ask over here, does the evarim for Avodah Zarah, if you break off a piece of Avodah Zarah and you have the evarim over here, we'll see that it's talking about it's not broken. If it's broken, then it wouldn't in fact be Metame. It's no longer an Avodah Zarah. But if it was made, let's say, from a section, and you took off one section of the Avodah Zarah, so it's not broken. So is that Metame or not, like an Avodah Zarah that's intact? And he's going to ask that question, and we're not going to give an answer to it. So why don't we give the answer over here? Tifshulei mehal rabbanon ein levarin. So the rabbanon clearly hold that it's not matame. So Gemara says no. So Rav Chama Raguya, I leave the Rabbi Akiva boyle. He's asking according to Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva doesn't give us an answer over here. No, the Rambam told us. I just said a second ago what the Rambam's opinion is lemaisa, but Rabbi Akiva doesn't give us an answer. So Rav Chama Raguya is only asking the question according to Rabbi Akiva. Very good. Now we have the second opinion over here. This was Rabbah's opinion. Now we have Rabbi Elazar's opinion. For Rabbi Elazar Amar, Be'evin Misama, when you're dealing over here with an Evin Misama, the Kuli Amalo Pligi, the Lamatama. The Evin Misama case that we just said was the Machlokis, according to Rabbah, between the Chum and Rabbi Kiva, he says that's no Machlokis. Nobody holds that an Avodah Zarah is Matame by Evin Misama. That's the Kuli Amalo. Keep pleading, but they are having a machlokis. That's b'masa. That's in regards to the regular case. Can Avodah Zarah mitami b'masa? Rabbi Akiva savar ki nida. That's exactly what the simple reading of the Mishnah was. Rabbi Akiva says, yeah, like a nida, it's matame, and ma nida mitama b'masa af Avodah Zarah mitama b'masa. That's the opinion of Rabbi Akiva that the Avodah Zarah is given rabbinically the same level of tumah that the nida is. And Rabbanu Sabi, no, kisheretz. They use the pasuk kisheretz, and they say ma sheretz lo. Now the girsa that we have is metama, but sheretz is masculine, so it really should be metame. So ma sheretz lo metame b'maaso. So therefore, the Chacham, the Tanakama, they say that we make the comparison of the Avodah Zorah to a sheretz. It's not matame b'masa, only b'maga. Rabbi Kiva says, no, we compare it to a nida, and it's matame b'masa in addition to maga. Nudig Morit says the obvious question. Rabbi Kiva, l'may hilchus iskish l'sheretz. So then what does Rabbi Kiva do the connection with the sheretz for? He also has that pasuk, shakei shetach shenu. So like we said before, he needs that pasuk. He uses it for the mishamshin of the Avodah Zorah, the things that make the Avodah Zorah beautiful, the things that serve the Avodah Zorah. They're only metame, according to Rabbi Kiva, like a sheretz. That's what he uses the pasuk for. Nu, Rabbanan l'mayichus iskash l'nida. To here, we have a problem. The Rabbanan, what do they say it's iskash l'nida for? Before, according to Rabba, they would say the Avodah Zorah is iskash l'nida for masa. But here, they don't hold it's iskash l'nida for masa. So what would they need it for? So they tell us, manida eno levarim, af Avodah Zorah eno levarim. Oh, so the chiddush is over here that this is for the din of the evarim, that we compare it to a nida and not to nevela. And when you compare it to nida, so there's no tumma at all for the evarim. Not like if we compared it to nevela, then there would be tumma for the evarim. Gemara says, we turn to the Yomar Aleph, Pei Gimel Amud Aleph. The Rabbi Akiva, l'may hilchus iskash l'nida l'masa. So according to Rabbi Akiva, we said that we're comparing the nida in regards to masa, so lokshul nevela. Why bedavka? If you just want to tell me the din of masa, so compare it to the nevela. So what it says, like we had said before, in Achanami, you're right. It would be the same din of masa whether we compared it to nida or whether we compared it to nevela. But Elo, the chiddush is over here. Ma nida ena levarin, afa vodazara ena levarin. Oh, here Rabbi Akiva also holds. Here we have a definitive stock for Rabbi Akiva. He says that the din of avodazara when it's avarim of the avodazara is no, it's not mitame. So here, both the opinion of the Chachamim and Rabbi Kiva is no, that the Avarim are metame. So Gemara says, wait a second, then the question that Rav Chama Bar Guri is going to ask on Pei Gimel Amud Beis, and we already had it a minute ago, Elaha, the boy Rav Chama Bar Guri, Avodah Zorah, yesh ne levarim, o ene levarim, so it's asked and answered. How could he ask that question? Tifshot le miha, bein le rabbanim, bein le Rabbi Kiva, de ene levarim. They both hold, according to the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, that it's not metame the Avarim, so by the Avarim of the Avodah Zorah. So how come over here, he asks his question. How come Rav Chama Bar Guri asked the question? He says, you're right. Rav Chama Bar Guri is only asking this question, ki Rabba Masne, only according to the opinion of Rabba. And there, Uboy Le Aliba, the Rabbi Akiva. And there, it's only according to the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. So this question of Rav Chama Bar Guri is only one of the four possibilities over here. It's none of the two possibilities, Chachamim or Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Elazar. And even according to Rabba, it's not according to the Chachamim, it's only according to Rabbi Akiva. Therefore, that answers that up very nicely. Now we have a couple of questions against Rabba's Shita. Meisve, we're going to bring a Braisa. Avodah Zorah Kisheretz. The Braisa tells us Avodah Zorah has a status of being Matame like a Sheretz. Now, that certainly is going to be problematic for Rabba, who says that everybody agrees it's Matame like a Nida. So we'll get to that. That's the question. So Avodah Zorah Kisheretz. Umishamshel Kisheretz. And the Mishamshim are Sheretz. That's not a problem. Everybody agrees that. There's no problem. Everybody agrees the Mishamshim are like a Sheretz. So Rabbi Akiva disagrees. That's the first the Tanakam over here in this Braisa. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Avodah Zorah Kenida. He says Avodah Zorah is Kenida. Umishamshel Kisheretz. And the Mishamshim are like a Sheretz. Now, this is exactly Rabbi Elazar's Shita. Bishlamo Rabbi Elazar Nicha. This is exactly the Shita that Rabbi Elazar said. Chachamim hold that Avodah Zorah is Matame Maga, like a Sheretz. And Rabbi Akiva holds is Matame Masa. That's the Machlokes. So it works out great. This Braisa is perfectly in accord with Rabbi Elazar. However, Rabba, according to Rabba, Kasha, according to Rabba, he says that both the Chacham and Rabbi Akiva say Avodah Zorah is Matame like a Nida, not like a Sheretz. So Rabba answers very simply. Amalucha Rabba, Rabba says, Mi Alima Mi Mastisin. This is exactly what we had in our Mishnah. Diktani, it said over there, Eitzah, V'yavonah, V'yafarah, Matame Kisheretz. That we said when the wall fell down that everything is Matame like a Sheretz. But we said it's not matame like a sheretz on the actual Avodah Zorah itself, Ukimna, and we explained that even according to Rabbi, according to the Chachamim, according to Rabbah, that my kisheretz, it meant the lo matame, the Evan Mesama, that was only referring to the sheretz, was only for the din of Evan Mesama. But in the din of the Avodah Zorah itself, it's not. So my kisheretz, the lo matame, the Evan Mesama. So we said over there, the answer was that the machlokas between Chachamim and Rabbi Akiva is not in regards to the Avodah Zorah itself, that they both agree is Masa, it's like a nida. And the machlokes is only in regards to Evan Masama. The Chachamim there say it's not like a nida, it's like a sheretz. And Rabbi Kiva says it's like a nida even there. That's how we explain the Mishnah. So too, that's how Rabbi says, I'll explain this brisa. Ochanami, the lomatami be Evan Masama. When this brisa says Avodah Zarah kisheretz, it's talking about Evan Masama. It's not talking about Avodah Zarah itself. Same teretz he gave before, he gives here now. Try again. Meisvei, Nochri the Nochris. Avodah Zarah u'mishamshah. You have a non-Jewish man or woman. Avodah Zarah. You have Avodah Zarah. And the mishamshah of the Avodah Zarah, all of these. Hain, them, the lo has seitan. They themselves are tameh, but not anything that they move. Now, we'll have to explain what this means in a second, but tumas hes is when somebody moves something without touching it. There's no maga, but they just move it, so there's tuma involved potentially, yes or no. So here, only the Nochri, the Nochris, the Avodah Zarah, and the Mishamshel are Tomei, Hain, they're Tomei, the Lo has Satan, but not the thing that they are moving or carrying. That's the opinion of Tanakam in this Brisa. We keep Omer, Hain, the has Satan, they themselves, as well as the thing that they're moving, become Tomei. So the Tanakam over here clearly says that there is no Tumas Masa. So again, it seems that the Tanakam holds that it's Tumas Maga only. In other words, the Avodah Zarah is compared to a Sheretz. And Rabbi Kiva says, no, there is Tumas Masa, and therefore it's compared to a Nida. So again, Bishlamo Rabbi Loza Nicha. This is exactly Rabbi Loza Shita. However, L'Rabba, it's a problem, Kasha. So again, Rabba answers, Amalcha Rabba, Rabba will say, Utamech. And what? You have no problem? You read it carefully. It says, Nochri v'nochris, Nami, Hain, v'loa Satan. The non-Jewish person, over here, the Goy, the Goyta, they're also Tummy themselves, but not anything that they move. But wait a second, that's not right. But Tanya, we're learning the Brisa. Now, the Girsa that we have over here is Daber, but it really should be Dabru, El Bnei Yisrael. So it tells them over here, this Pasuk is dealing over here with Tumas Zov. And what the Brisa is telling us over here is that the rabbi said, Bnei Yisrael metamim bezivov, Enoch metamim bezivov. The Pasuk says, Dabru al Bnei Yisrael. So it teaches us, Midor Raisa, only Jewish people can have this Tumas Zov, and non-Jewish people don't have this Tumas Zov. However, the rabbis came, they said that, no, we're going to treat the Goy and the Goyta just like the Jewish person, and we're going to give them Tumas Zov as well. Now, this tuma is regardless of whether they had a discharge or not, but it's telling us that it has the same halachic status. Now, Azov definitely has tumas masa, so how can you tell me over here that they don't have tumas masa? Hain velo hesetim, but they do. Their heset, their things that they move, do have tumas masa. So obviously you can't learn it that way. So the Gemara is going to have to reinterpret this brisa. And we're going to have Rabba Mitaritz L'taimei and Rabba Loza Mitaritz L'taimei. So first we have Ela Rabba Mitaritz L'taimei. Rabba explains this brisa as follows. Nochri v'nochris, he separates it out. The Goy and the Goyta, Hain v'hesetan, v'evin v'sama shalhen. They have the exact same status as a Zov. And just like a Jewish Zov is going to be Mitame himself, as well as anything that he moves, as well as the Evin Misama. So to the Nochri, to give him the Rabban on that same level of Tumah. However, Avodah Zarah, the Tanakama holds, he v'aseita, the Avodah Zarah, and anything that it moves, so there mitame, avolo evin misama shalom, but not the evin misama. So we gave it that din over here, just for masa, for both the Avodah Zarah itself, and anything that it moves. But the din of evin misama doesn't apply. And Rabbi Akiva disagrees. Rabbi Akiva says, no, Avodah Zarah itself, he, Vaseita, and the Evin Misama Shalah, which is exactly the Shita that Rabba says is the machlokus between the Chachamim and Rabbi Akiva. So that's Rabbi Elazar, Rabba is Mitaritz L'taimei, very good. No, Rabbi Elazar, Mitaritz L'taimei, he would learn this price differently. He learns it as follows. He also breaks it up. Nochri, v'nochri, the Goyta, we gave them Tumah, Hain, Vaseitan, the Evin Misama Shalahen, we gave them all Tumah, that they are going to be Mitame over here, exactly like the Zov. Very good, that's not a problem. But the Avodah Zarah, he, velo eseita, the Avodah Zarah has Tuma, but it doesn't have Tumas Masa. That's exactly the Shita. Rabbi Elazar says, is the Shita the Chachamim. It's Mitame, but only Maga and not Masa. And along comes Rabbi Akiva, Omer, Avodah Zarah, he, veseita. Yes, it has Tumas Masa. So each of them, Rabbah and Rabbi Elazar, learned this Brisa according to their Shita. Only one problem. The language is a little bit problematic, and that's what the Gemara now asks. Maskil or Ravashi. Ravashi asks over here. He says, my hain. Then why would you have the word hain vehesetan? Hain velo hesetan. Of course they're tame. If they're not tame, then there's no, the question doesn't even get off the ground. How could they be tame something else if they're not tame? So therefore, Elam Ravashi, Ravashi says, Hachi Kama. This is where you have to understand this price. Break it up as follows. Nochri v'nochris, the guy and the guy over here, Bain Hain themselves, Sheisitu as a chayim, that they moved something else, Ubain Achayim Sheisitu Osan, or somebody else moves them, Tmeyim. That is the Tumah over here that the rabbis instituted. However, Avodah Zarah, Sheisitu Achayim Tahorim. If an Avodah Zarah moves something else, so then the other thing is going to be Tahor. Now, of course, we'll ask in a moment, how does an Avodah Zarah move anything? It's an Avodah Zarah. It doesn't have any power. We'll ask that in a moment. But if somebody else moves the Avodah Zarah, Tameim, they're going to be Tameh over here for Masa, because they moved the Avodah Zarah, so they're going to become Tameh. The Avodah Zarah moves them, they're not Tameh. But if they move the Avodah Zarah, they are going to be Tameh. Misham Sheah, the Mishamshin of the Avodah Zarah, so Bein Hain Sheisitu Esachem, whether the Mishamshin moves something else, or Bein Achem Sheisitu Osan, or whether somebody else moves the Mishamshin, Tahorim. That's the Tanakama's opinion, Tahorim. And along comes Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Noch Rivin Ochus Avodah Zarah. He says the din is by the same by all of them. Noch Rivin Ochus and Avodah Zarah. Bein Hain Sheisitu Esachem, whether they moved something else, or Bein Achem Sheisitu Osan, Tumeim. That's the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. And it's only on the Misham Sheah, that's where he says there's a difference. Bein Haim Shisitu Achayim, Bein Achayim Shisitu Osan, Tahorin. Here, the Misham Sheah over here aren't going to have Tumas Masa. Mar, now ask the question that I just said a minute ago. Avodah Zarah, how does an Avodah Zarah move anything? Mishlam Achayim Shisitu Osan. I can understand how somebody moves the Avodah Zarah. Mishkachzah, that's every day. That can happen. You can pick up the Avodah Zarah and move it. But an Avodah Zarah is an inanimate object. It's garbage. It's nothing. How does an Avodah Zarah go and move somebody else? It physically doesn't have any power to do so. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rami Birei de Rav Yeva. Rami, the son of Rav Yeva, says, Kiditnan. That we learned in a Mishnah in Zovim. And the Mishnah tells us, Hazov Bechaf Moznayim. You have a Zov that puts his finger or a part of his body on a scale, on a balance scale. And now you have food on the other part of the balance scale. So Kara Hazov, the Zov pressing down on the balance scale, moved the food, so the food becomes Tomei. We turn to the Yomid Beis. However, Koro Hain, if the food somehow moves the Zov, so then somebody that put a lot of food there and you're on a balance scale and you get moved, so then the foods still remain Tahar. They're not going to become Tomei by moving you. But if you move them, so then you make them Tomei. Same thing happens with an Avodah Zarah. The Avodah Zarah can be pushed down, and the weight of the Avodah Zarah can move something else. That's how the Avodah Zarah can move something else. Gemara continues and says, Kiman az loho detanya. The following brisa, who does it go like? Which opinion does it go like? The brisa states, Kol atumos hamisitos tahoros. If you have over here a tumah that moves something else, the other things are going to be tar. The one exception to this rule, chutz mehesetu shel zov. This is only true when a zov presses down and moves something else, so then that's the only time the other things become tame. All other types, however, of hesed don't involve becoming tame. So now, shalom utzinu lo chavir b'chol haTorah kula. There's no other thing like the hest of a zov, implying that that applies also for avodah zarah. So now we have a problem. Lema, the local Rabbi Akiva, this isn't like Rabbi Akiva, because the Iker Rabbi Akiva, Ikanami Avodah Zarah, so Rabbi Akiva would say that this is going also for Avodah Zarah. So this Brisa seems that it can't be going according to Rabbi Akiva. Where it says, no, Afilu Tamer Rabbi Akiva. It can even go according to Rabbi Akiva. Why is that? Tana Zav, Chol D'Domei Lei. When this Brisa says it's only Zav, it means Zav and anything like it. And this Avodah Zarah was given the same status over here as the Zav. Now we've only got to the question that we asked already twice in today's shiur, once at the end of Pei Beis Amud Beis, and once on Pei Gimel Amud Aleph. And now we said this is the source for it. This is Rami Rav Chama Bar Gurya's question. Boy, Rav Chama Bar Gurya. And he said, Avodah Zarah, Yesh no Levarim, Uwein no Levarim. Does this Avodah Zarah over here, if you take it apart, now Tosus points out in two places over here, it didn't break. If it breaks, so then it's not going to be an Avodah Zarah anymore. If it breaks, it's Ice Avodah Zarah. We're talking here that he took it apart in sections. Let's say the Avodah Zarah came in pieces that are put together, and the arm came off. So it's a kit. You put together the Avodah Zarah, you snap on the arm, and now the arm came off. So Rav Chama Ben Gurion says the arm that came off, it's not broken off, it came off. So it's part of the Avodah Zarah. It could be easily put back on. So Avodah Zarah, yesh no levarim or ein levarim. Do we consider this now capable of being metame like it was when it was intact or not? So what's the question? If you could just snap it on, any person can just snap it on. You don't need to use any fancy equipment. You don't need any fancy skills. Just snap it back on. So then, the chaman de mechuber is dummy. Then we consider it like it's still attached. It's mechubar. And therefore, it's certainly going to be metame. That's not even a shaila. The only shaila that Rav Chama Ben Gurion asked over here was, you just can't snap it back in. You need to use soldering, you need to use tools. It can easily get put back in, but you need a person that knows how to do so. So, my, in this situation, Rav Chama Ben Gurion asks, since it just can't be snapped back on by anybody, it's like it's broken, and a broken Avodah Zarah is no longer an Avodah Zarah, it's not Matami. Or alternatively, it's not really broken. It can be put back, and therefore it still retains its status of being metame. That was Rav Chama Ben Gurion's question, which we already pointed out, only goes according to Rabbah's version of Rabbi Akiva. That was the first way we could learn this. So others said that Rav Chama Ben Gurion's question was as follows. Where the hedyot, they can't put it back on, everybody agrees, Loti Boiloch, that is considered broken and it's not Matame. The command de Masabra Domi. It's as if it's broken. However, Kiti Boiloch, the question was, Hecha de Hedjo Yochel Azira. Even in a case where even a Hedjo could put it back, that was his question. My. Even the Hedjo Yochel Azira, command de Machabra Domi. Since a Hedjo could put it back, we consider it like it's still attached. Or not. Or Dilma, Hashta, Mia, Koshalfo Visharia. It is not there. It's not together, and therefore it is considered like it's broken apart, and therefore it would not be able to be metame. That was Rav Chama Ben Gurion's question according to the second version, and we leave off with the teiku. That's what I said before, Rabbi Akiva. We don't answer this question on the shita of Rabbah's version of Rabbi Akiva, and that's why I said the Rambam brought down that Lamaisa he passes that it's not metame, but the Gemara leaves off with the teiku. More asks another question. Boy, Rav Achdavoy Barami. Rav Achdavoy Barami asks, Avodah Zarah pechuso mikizayis mahu. If an Avodah Zarah is less than the share of a kizayis, does it have the ability to be metame? Is it considered significant or not? So I'm asking Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, what? What's your question? Lamai. Ilei malin yinisura. Are you asking me, is it still considered an Avodah Zarah? Is it asur? So, of course. Lo yael is zavuv bal ekron. It's no different than this idol known as zavuv, which was the Avodah Zarah of a place called Ekron. So, therefore, that was very small. It was the size of a zvuv, the size of a fly. It was much smaller than a kezayis. And yet, you see, there's a real Avodah Zarah. Where do we know that? The Tanya. Vayosim lehem bal bris lelohim. So, the Jewish people over here, they made this bal bris to be their Elohim. It's a secular word. It's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, they made this Avodah Zarah to be, for them, an Avodah Zarah. So they each made a little idol over here that was this zvuv. It's a very small idol. They kept it in their pockets. They kept it in their wallet. And what do? So they put it in their pocket. And kivon shezochro, every time they thought about this avodah zarah, motziyim mitoch kiso, they would take it out of their pocket. And they would hug it and kiss it. So therefore, you see, an isser over here, in Rachmon Litzlan, if somebody does this, and that's a terrible isser, even though it's less than a kizayis. So it can't be talking about Rav Achdavoy Barami was asking, is it considered an Avodah Zarah if it's less than a Kezayis? Of course it is. Elinian Tumah, his question was in regards to Tumah if it's less than a Kezayis. My, that was his question. Do we say Kivon de Iskish L'Sheretz? Do we compare it to the din of a Sheretz? So if you compare it to the din of a Sheretz, my Sheretz B'Chadasha, a Sheretz is Metame even within a Chadasha's worth, only a lentil bean size. So Af Avodah Zarah, Nami B'Chadasha, even if it's less than a Kezayis, even if it's only a Chadasha, it's still able to be Metame. Or do we say no? We compare it to a mace, and a mace has a share of a kizayis. My mace bechizayis, Avodah Zarah bechizayis. That's the question that Rav Achdavoy Bar Ami asked. And the Gemara says, Amar Rav Avyo Vitema Rabba Barulu. Whoever it was that answered said, Toshma, bring it right from the following brisa. The Tanya says in this brisa, Avodah Zarah bechuso mechizayis. If you have a small Avodah Zarah, ain't but tumo kolikar. If it's less than a kizayis, it doesn't have tumah. How do we know this? Shinar. Because the pasuk says, "By a shlech esafra al kever b'nei ha'am." Melech Yoshia was getting rid of a lot of the avodas in Eretz Yisrael, and he destroyed them, and he burnt them, and then he took whatever he couldn't burn, whatever didn't burn, and he ground it up and made it into ashes over here, afara, into dirt, into dust, and he threw it al kever b'nei om. He threw it over the kfarim of those people that worship these various types of avodah zarah. So therefore, ma meis b'chizayis, and therefore a meis is the din of a chizayis af avodah zarah b'chizayis. That's how we learned out that the shear is a chizayis. Less than a chizayis, it's not matame. So now we finished off the entire discussion of Rabbah and Rav Elazar. We have one last question to ask us, and that we'll see what it is right now. The Rabbanan, according to the Shita of the Chacham, who argue with Rabbi Akiva, so they are more makel. They don't give it such tumah. And each time they brought down a comparison to be makel. The Rabbanan, L'may hilchus iskus l'sheretz. Why did the rabbi say we compare Avodah Zarah to sheretz? The lo matami b'masa. To teach us a kula, that it's not matami b'masa. L'nida, why do they compare it to a nida? Deinu levarim. To teach us there's no din of the evarim. If the pieces break off, or come off, not broken off, they snap, unsnap them, that's not matame. So it's again, lakula. Why do we compare it to a meis? L'meis lo matame v'chadasha. They tell us the shear is not like a sheretz of a chadasha, but the shear is less than a kezayis. It's not matame. So each of these three things was lakula. So Gemara says, why do we say each of them lakula? Ema l'chumra. Why don't we say that they should be l'chumra? In other words, l'may hilchasa akshel rachmona l'sheretz. Why do we compare it to a sheretz? L'tamuya b'chadasha, to be machmir, to say it should be like a chanadasha, not like a less than a kezayis. L'nida, why do we compare it to l'nida? L'tamuya b'evin mesama, to be bedavka mitame b'evin mesama. And why do we compare it akshel rachmona l'meis? L'tamuya b'ol, to give us a din of tumas ol. So we could have learned each one of these comparisons l'chumra. Why do we learn it instead l'kula? So Gemara says, because we're dealing here with the Tumah d'Rabbanan, Tumah Avodah Zarah d'Rabbanan, he, the whole din is d'Rabbanan, and therefore when you could learn it, l'kula, or l'chumra, l'kula, l'chumra, you can learn it either way, l'kula makshinon. So then we take the easier approach, l'chumra lo makshinon. We don't take the more harsh opinion over here. This is a tough sugya. I went through it somewhat superficially. There are many different interpretations. I gave you really Zerashi's derech throughout, Tosos and other Rishonim, learn it very differently, very complicated. I tried to make it as simple as possible. And Baruch Hashem, we're now up to the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah continues with the first wording, Minayin. Like Rashi said, every one of these starts off with Minayin. That's why they were all put over here. They had to do this all from memory. So they would remember there's seven Mishnayis over here. So remember, there's seven Minayin Mishnayis. And that's how they would remember it. So here's the second one. Minayin l'sfino shitora. How do we know that a boat is not capable of being mekabel tumah? Shenema, he brings down a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Derech aniya belev yom." This is from Mishlei, and it tells us over here that Shlomo Melech says there are four things that I don't know and don't understand, and one of them is the route that a boat takes in the water. So as soon as the boat goes there, you see a little bit of a wake, but 2 minutes later, you have no idea that the boat went there. And he says that "Derech aniya belev yom." I can't tell you the path of the boat. That's one of the things that Shlomo Melech said in Mishlei that I can't tell you. And here we learn out, as we'll see in the Gemara, that we make this comparison to the Sfina, that it's Tahora. Just like the Yam is Tahora, so too the Sfina, the boat, is Tahora. And the Gemara starts off and says, Pshita, Aniya Belev Yom Hi. Obviously, we're talking here that the boat, the path of the boat in the water can't be seen. So Hakamashwal, and the Chiddush is over here, Kiyam, that the boat is like the Yam. Mayam tor asfina tahora. So we learn over here that just like the yam, which is mechubel lekarka, can't become tame. If a mace goes into the yam, we don't say the yam is tame. The yam is mechubel lekarka, and it can't become tame. So therefore, too, the sfina is considered over here like the yam and can't become tame. So this is the source from our Mishnah as to how we know that a boat can't become tame. We have a different source. We'll see the opinion of Chananya in the following Braisa. Tanya, we learn in the Braisa, Chananya Omer, Chananya agrees with the din over here in general, and he says that a boat can't become tame, nilmudom isak. We learn it out that a boat can't become tame, just like a sock over here can't accept certain type of tumah. Under what situations? Just like ma sock, a sock. Now sock is, we said many times, is goat's hair garment. So in the Pasuk in Shmini, it's compared to a number of different things. It's compared to a kli eitz. It's compared to beged, various types of cloth materials, or an or, or a sock. So all of these have the same din. Masak metalto mole v'reikon. A sock has one of its characteristics. It can be carried while it's empty, or it can be carried while it's full. It's not so big. So too, av kol metalto mole v'reikon. Anything that can be carried when it's empty or when it's full is capable of being makabel tuma. Lafuke is opposed to Svina, a boat. The Aina Metaltel is Mole Rekon. It can't be carried while it is filled or when it's empty. It's too big. And therefore, that's how Hanani says it's not comparable to Sak, and therefore it's not Makabel Tumah. No, Hanani has a different reason than our Mishnah. Might be now. Is there a practical nafkamina between the two reasons, between our Mishnah that says we learn it out from the Pasuk Yam or from learning it out from Sak? So Gemara says, yeah, there are a couple of differences. Ika b'nai yisfina shulcheres. If the boat is made out of klicheres, it's made out of earthenware. So then, mandi amar aniya b'lev yam, our Mishnah, the Chachamim in our Mishnah who said that it's compared over here to the aniya b'lev yam, so honami b'lev yam hi. So what difference does it make what it's made of? That shouldn't make any distinction. So according to the Tana of our Mishnah, even a klicheres boat would not be metame. However, according to Chananya, Lamandia Merkisak, so Hanoch, now we have the gears over here in our Mishnah, he, Hanoch he, in parentheses, Dechsive Gabi Sak, it says in regards to Sak, that it has to be the Imetaltelis Molev Rekon in Elo Lo. So we said the Chiddush over here is that it can be carried while it's full or empty. So a boat, Avosvino Shocheres, this earthenware boat, is not comparable to Sak because it's not one of the materials that says Cleates, Beged, or Sak. So in Shmini, it doesn't list over here Klicheres. And therefore, even though it's Einam Metaltelis Molev Reikon, because it's too big, nevertheless, it is Makabel Tumah. So according to Chananya, a Klicheres Svino would be Makabel Tumah. Whereas according to the author of our Mishnah, the Chachamim, it would not be Makabel Tumah. That's one nafkamina. Where it says another nafkamina, Inami Svinas Hayardain, a small boat in the Yardain. L'man Yomar Aniya B'lev Yamhi. According to the Mishnah, it says the reason is because it's compared to an Aniya B'lev Yam. So therefore, Hanami Aniya B'lev Yamhi, a boat in the Yardain, even though it's a small boat, is still called the boat, and it's not Makabel Tumah. L'man Yomar Mital Teles Molev Yerekam. But if we compare it to a sack, sock is makabel tumah because it can be carried molev v'reikon, and so too the other types of materials. But here, l'man d'yomim mitalteles molev v'reikon, according to Chananya, hanami mitalteles molev v'reikon. Here you could say that these boats are like little canoes. They're kayaks. You pick them up, you carry them molev v'reikon. Hanami mitalteles molev v'reikon. D'yomim r'chanina b'nakavya, mipnei ma'ar musina seyadi t'meya. Why is a boat in the Yarden able to be makabel tumah? B'nei she'toanim oso b'yabosho maridon oso l'yam. Because they would carry it out. The Yarden is a very small river, and at times they'd have to pick it up and carry it and go to the next part because it was too shallow, they couldn't get through, so they pick it up and carry it, therefore it is makabel tumah. So these are the two nafkaminas over here between our Mishnah and Chanani, depending on what the reasoning is. Finally, the Gemara concludes, Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, La'olam al yimna odim es atzmo in beis ha-medrash, v'afil sho'achas. We learn from over here that a person shouldn't leave the beis medrash for even 1 hour, because this Mishnah was discussed for many years. Hari kama shonim nishnis Mishnah zu beis medrash. They were discussing our Mishnah in the beis medrash. V'lo nizgala taima. We didn't understand this achabor Rabbi Chanina ben Akavya Perusha until he came along and explained the difference why the boat in the Yardane is going to become tamei. Now we understand why that is the case. In that similar vein, we have two other quick comments. Omer Rav Yonasan said, Lo lamal yimna odem esatzmi beis medrash. Just like we just had, a person shouldn't stay away from the beis medrash for that reason, because you'll miss out this important vart that he taught us. So too, a person shouldn't miss going to the beis medrash, umidivrei Torah, afilu b'shas misa, even at the time of his death, a person should be studying Torah. Up to the very last breath that a person takes, he should be trying to study Torah. Shneimar, how do we know that? Because the pasuk says, "Those teras adam ki yomos biohel." The person is even dying, he starts to learn Torah. Afilu b'shas misa te osek b'Torah. The person has to study even at the time of his death. And finally, Rish Lakish says a similar idea. Ein divrei Torah miskaimim el b'misha meimis asmo alel. A person will only be successful in Torah if he really puts everything into it. He has to, so to say, kill himself over the learning of the Torah. Shneimar, because the pasuk says, "Those Torah." Adam ki yomos b'ohel. This is the Torah. Adam ki yomos b'ohel. If you want to get the Torah, you have to really put effort into it. Be'ezus Hashem, we put in a lot of effort today. I hope the shiur was clear. We'll stop over here, and we made up already one of the days now for Shavuos. I forgot to mention today's shiur is being learned L'ilui Nishmas Haiman Lukin, Chaim Yitzchok ben David, Michael Lukin's father. Be'ezus Hashem, the neshama should have a tremendous aliyah with all the other neshamas that we've been learning for. Have a wonderful Chodesh Sivan.